In case you have any questions, I don't see anything in the chat box at the moment. If you have any questions, you can raise your hand and then you can ask. Vidwat, can you go ahead?
Yes. Thank you for the lecture today. I had a question about the ladder of fall, and maybe some of the other seekers will also resonate with the question. My question was about attachment and desire to maybe, let's call it Atmajnanam. Maybe when it gets too obsessive, sometimes I beat myself up saying maybe I should have started earlier, or maybe I should understand things better. So I'm wondering, how can I rephrase maybe this desire or attachment for this journey?
Wow, what a question. It's a great question. I never expected this type of question from a seeker. It's a great realization. People who come to Bhagavad Gita, when they come to realize what they have missed in life so far, they have exactly the same question like you. Oh, if there is a solution to my sorrow, how come nobody taught me that? Come to Bhagavad Gita and learn. See, sorrow is of different types. Sorrow of death, sorrow of diseases, sorrow of degeneration of the body. So many types of sorrow. Vidwat, I'm very happy that you have come here for the Bhagavad Gita. You are in the right place. Keep learning either from me or any guru. Bhagavad Gita is a song of the Lord. Your attachment, you see, all of us have got a problem. Number one, we are attached to the world. Now I want to, with this small knowledge of Bhagavad Gita in the introduction of second chapter itself, we are not done the 18th chapter. In the second chapter, you are having this bubbling enthusiasm to learn this knowledge. It is extremely good, this enthusiasm. It will build up, and as far as you are concerned, what I can suggest is keep attending these sessions. Pick up whatever knowledge you can. It is a slow process. It's a gradual process, but it is a sure process. It will give you relief. You will definitely see changes, transformations happening when you go through this exposure. I have had several students, several seekers in the last 15 years who have come to me with certain problems, who have listened to the Bhagavad Gita. They may not have become a jnani, but they have been able to find a solution themselves and live a tolerable life. I wouldn't say their entire sorrow is gone. I don't claim to have removed all the sorrows of all the seekers in the world. No. There are some people who have got some benefits out of the exposure to Gita. A basic exposure to Gita itself will give you the change which you need in life. So please continue. That's what I would say. You will have more questions, I'm sure, as you go along. But these questions will come down when Atmajnanam, the knowledge of your true self, the moment it starts getting ingrained in you, you will be able to see the differences in life. You know, that is the beauty of this knowledge. You will notice it, and that will keep you glued to this knowledge. You see, a time will come, like you are saying, I want to have this knowledge 8-12 hours a day. Now, after knowing that this type of knowledge exists, a lot of people, they get this enthusiasm fired up, and this knowledge can help you at any time, at any age. It doesn't matter. But get started. You will get guidance from the Lord as to what you should follow, what you should read. How it comes to you, we all don't know, because this life of the ego is controlled as per our prarabdha karma, as per some laws which are there, which our intellect will never be able to understand. There is some guiding factor which guides all of us. Thank you, Vidwat. Anybody else has a question? Okay, Manikandan is saying something here. What he's saying is surrender to Guru is same as surrendering to Pramanam, because Guru is one who gives a Shabda Shruti. In that case, Guru is also a Pramanam. Yes, you are right. Surrender to a Guru means surrender to a Pramanam. Pramanam means a source of knowledge. That is what makes a Guru a Guru. A Guru will not be called a Guru if he is not using the instrument called as Shastra. So if a Guru is somebody who uses Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads and Brahma Sutra. These are the three pramanams, these are the three sources of knowledge which are the only sources for sorrow and delusion in life. There is no other source, no other source, absolutely no source. You can study anything else in life. But if you want to correct your own delusions and your own sorrow, there is only one solution. Come to Bhagavad Gita. Next week, you will learn, you will know what is Jnana Yoga. Next 4 weeks, even if you don't attend after 4 weeks, it's okay. But 4 weeks from now, attend, listen to the verses from 12th verse till the 25th verse without any prejudices in your mind. Whether Gita can teach me, whether forget about all that. Come to Bhagavad Gita with a very open mind. Let me listen to Lord Krishna. Let him teach me who I am. Let the verses be heard by me. Whatever transformation happens in my mind, let it happen. I will not say no. I will not say this is not good. I will not comment upon it. I will only hear. I will listen. And let me just open up my mind. That should be the attitude for the seekers. And then you will see a lot of differences. A lot of questions will come. You will get enthused. You will get enthusiasm to learn more and more. There are several people in this group who have been learning for the last so many years. They are still continuing the learning process. They are in the journey. That you will become one like them. Okay? Okay. Manikandan, have I answered your question?
Thank you. Thank you, Sagar. It's really a wonderful explanation at the end you gave, like how we are open to, you know, the listening without having any prejudices. That's
correct.
That's the way we should surrender, I think.
That is really called a surrender.
Yes. Thank
See,
you. Thank you, Sagar.
Mentally, we have to just say, I will not put my own thoughts. My ego will create doubts. Oh, this Gita is going to take 2 years to study. How I'm going to continue this? How every Saturday I can come for 1.5 hours? All this ego will start putting in. But then I will tell you, there is something beyond ego. That if you know what is that, you will be able to control your ego. You will be able to control your thoughts. It's a very, very profound and a sublime study. Very beautiful, and it will make your mind bloom into a completely new area, which you have never ever experienced in your life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Murugan. Is anybody else has, okay, there is Graham who says, okay, it's, why do we know and understand these teachings and yet have difficulty applying them under stress? How to prevent them and make the teaching central to life? Good. Yeah, Graham, I can easily understand your question because, you see, the problem is this Bhagavad Gita is an inner battlefield. Even though there is a Bhagavad Gita battlefield outside, which Vyasa has described, the real battlefield is our own mind. Our mind is the ego. The ego is a temporary phenomenon. We don't realize this. It is a temporary phenomenon. Unless you discover the Atma, you will not accept what I am saying. So, the problem, the difficulty, why we don't apply this knowledge that I am the Atma, I am should not fall under stress, under strain. This is because my knowledge is still not percolated deep in my subconscious mind. There are different levels of Atma Jnanam, the knowledge of the self. There are different levels. The three main levels are listening is one level, Shravanam, contemplating on what I have heard. That is mananam, contemplation. Listening is the first level, second level is contemplation. The third level is nididhyasanam. In what it means is transforming my identity. These are the three levels. So many a times people ask me in the class also, why? I have understood something, I have listened to it, but why I'm still under stress? Why I'm not able to change? It is a very serious problem for almost all of us. What you are saying is true for all of us. The only answer to your question is, you may have listened quite a lot. Many seekers don't go to the second level. You need to apply whatever you have learned. Like, for example, today's talk. Just think about it, introspect within yourself. What are the current problems which I am facing in my life? Two, three problems. Does it keep on repeating for me again and again in my mind? Is there a way out? Okay, so that is contemplation, means you learn, you try to remember what you have been taught, especially verses from 12 to 25. If you reflect on those verses, this difficulty which you are having, it will come down. See, like I said, it's a battle inside. There is a sakshi, there is a awareness, witness in our mind. There is ego in our mind. Ego is always running after sense organs, and the mind is pulling the ego out into the world. This is one. The second is what Bhagavad Gita is teaching me. I am not the ego, I am the Atma, I am the Sakshi, I am the witness. So, the mind which has been trained to go outside, which is prakriti, which is nature, which is natural. That mind which is external, outward driven, I'm trying to make it inward. I'm trying to look within myself and then turn the direction towards Atma. Now, this is a process. It is an intellectual process which really happens. then you get exposed to the theory of atma. It slowly happens in your mind. You will be able to see your mind in delusion, your mind in confusion, and you can easily know that this is not me. There's a lot of, see, today your main problem is you get identified with the body and mind, body and mind, body and mind, as you. The moment your intellect knows that it is not this body and mind, is not my real nature. My real changeless nature is I am a Sakshi, I am a witness. Yesterday I was Sakshi, day before yesterday I was Sakshi. Sakshi means witness. Witness to whom? Witness to your body and mind. There is an awareness principle which is making me aware of this body, making me aware of this mind. I drop the body mind activities in the world and I say I am the awareness. The more you keep dwelling on this idea, the more you will find comfort. It's a very big topic, but Graham, I think at this point of time, I hope I'm able to explain to you this, how to get out of this. Okay, anybody else?
Leo Shikharji, can you
hear
me?
Yeah, Sharma, go ahead.
Shikharji, only to say that how much I've enjoyed this class, and this is not the first time I'm listening to your class. It's just, and I was thinking, has Shikharji changed or I have changed? I think I have changed, you know, where this desire to actually, and that comes from a place of conviction. I've come to the place of conviction. This is what I need. So what I wanted to say, to share it with some of the other people, is to have the clarity, because quite often when we are looking at solutions, we are only half our mind is there, you know, because we are not quite convinced.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is one. Number two is that, you know, our ego, like my ego, which I feel, oh, I can know this from here, I can know this from there, and whatnot. So this time round, I will be absolutely clearly, because it's not that I haven't looked at many other swamis and many other texts and all that. But, and one of the things which I was actually going to ask, because it can get very confusing. Because, you know, even the Bhagavad Gita text, if we think about, there are so many commentaries. And in each commentary, it is the person's particular outlook. You
yeah.
know, for example, how Mahatma Gandhi thought of Bhagavad Gita as Gita, my mother, to Bal Gangadhar Tilak,
yes.
freedom fighter. For him, it is Karma Yoga. And then some other Swami, like, for example, our Swami Paramarthananji, he's very much focused into the jnana, you
yeah.
know. While what you're doing, which I have no doubt in my mind, is you are actually thinking of your, you know, students, what our main needs are. So you are actually got it very tailored to our needs. So I just wanted to share to other people that if we are looking, and that is number one. Number two is that this, so in other words, what I have said is, like Arjuna, we have to have our minds, means our ego, surrendered.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to come to Shekharji's class, even if one day I don't quite enjoy it, it's still, I mean... It may be someday I'm not in the right mood. I might not be able to, you know, hear you, listen to you properly. But I have surrendered. I shall stick to this, because one of the problems is we read too many things in too many places. Because just because it's available. And that can create a lot of confusion, because everybody has a different format. Your notes, your audio, so is everything joins together. So that's one part which I wanted to say. And the second part which I wanted to share is, so personally for myself this time, and other people can choose the way they want to study Bhagavad Gita. This time, for me, it's going to be a pure psychological study in all the 18 chapters. So by that time, by the end of the 18th chapter, I would have a complete psychology manual. And the beginning first step, and I was actually writing notes, if you allow me to, can I read?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so in this chapter here, very clearly, Arjuna's state, which has been described in the few verses of the second chapter, is a textbook picture of acute panic and a moral collapse. His dharma is very disturbed. And he's showing, then there is a verse which is showing his somatic symptoms, trembling, dry mouth, weakness, burning skin, you know, all
yeah.
those descriptions. There is a cognitive distortion. There is a catastrophic thinking, selective moral reasoning. So he's doing a selective one, you know.
Yeah.
Then there is an emotional flooding of grief overriding and his role clarity. He's completely confused. Identity, who am I if I do this? That's the final question. Who am I if I do this? In our psychiatric, there's an American manual, DSM manual. This will be, the diagnosis will be acute stress reaction with moral injury and existential threat. That will be the complete diagnosis. But what is beautiful is Krishna is not doing the usual psychotherapy, you know, he's straight on to the point. He is doing not empathy, the reality check, straight on. And his is, I have long back attended a workshop on provocative therapy, which is clearly, you know, make you feel so stupid and foolish. How dare you? Can you not see this? So it's not saying, oh, how does that feel? You know, that softly, softly touch, which most psychotherapists, actually, I get the feeling now, they actually keep you in that state forever. You
yeah.
have the Jungian psychotherapy for 7, 8 years. You can continue going to them and there will be absolutely no change at all. You will keep paying. The psychiatrist in the meanwhile is getting richer, but the patient doesn't benefit. You stay there. The whole idea in that most psychotherapy is about containing you there. The one which closest comes to a, which is very well validated, is CBT, cognitive behavior therapy. And that's based on your thoughts, your beliefs, and your behavioral loops. So by examining your thought, but it is here, Krishna is not doing that. He actually completely knocks your ego off. So there is no question of, as a therapist, you're keeping the person, oh, you are this, okay, we will get there. Not anything. He completely blows your ego apart. And that's what I really find it so enjoyable, you know. He's not doing any, no false center. He's saying, who is it who is actually experiencing all this? And the whole of the Bhagavad Gita is there to actually allow you to know all these thoughts and ideas and all these experiences is just literally an experience in the anatma portion. That's not what you are, isn't
yeah.
it? And slowly then he shows all the aspects of how to and whatnot. So for me, I have decided how I am going to study and listen to your lectures this time. I'm just saying it. And so people may decide, you know, different people may decide different ways in the way they want to extract from your talks. But I was just sharing it. So just so people are very clear right in the beginning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Shama. That's Shama. She's trying to put her professional knowledge and also see how it corroborates or how it can change the way Bhagavad Gita looks at the human mind, because she is a professional, and you know, she comes from a professional background of psychology, psychiatry, and so on, And I'm glad she's there in the group, and I'm sure she can contribute to the group's learning process as well. Sugandhi is asking a very beautiful question, and she says, I have realized that there are two me's. And one is experiencing the life, and another is just watching. If you have been able to get this, really, it's a great achievement in life. You know, I'm sure your meditations have helped you, and the way you put your questions is extremely good. This is the teaching of the second chapter, and Lord Krishna will tell us what are the two me's in this mind and body complex. This is what you are saying is exactly, we are going to analyze this two I, the body mind and the ego. I, the witness Atma. This is the central teaching from verse number 12 to 25. What you are asking, keep this thought process in mind. If there is some interest, if there is people interested to learn to meditate on those verses, I have conducted some sessions in the past on the same 12 to 25. I've done meditation sessions, but if there is an interest, maybe I will restart some meditation for this Bhagavad Gita group. But let me see how the attendance is next week. And we'll see if the interest persists, and we'll do some. See, there is one thing which is what your ears are hearing from about Bhagavad Gita. That is one aspect, which is called as Shravana. Your mind is getting some knowledge. But this knowledge needs some distillation process. You need to distill it, you need to make it clear. This will come in meditation. When you meditate on what you have heard, a time will come when you will be able to clearly see these two distinctions. I am the awareness, consciousness. Mind is appearing, disappearing. Mind is ego. I am not the ego. This difference between mind, ego, and I, the self, is the central topic which Krishna will reveal in the next few verses from next week. So attend those sessions. I'm sure you'll get a lot of benefits, a lot of insight into your question. Thank you, Sugandhi. Anything else? You have any reactions to what I said?
Okay, sir. I understand.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else has a question? Okay. So next week we will start the Bhagavad Gita Bhashyam. I will put the book which I follow. Unfortunately, it's in Hindi and Sanskrit only. It is by Gita Press, which has got the Sanskrit version and the description in Hindi. So I will give you the details in the WhatsApp group. You can buy the book. It's a very simple book. It's a very nice book. If you understand, if you want to keep it for the future study, unfortunately, it is not in English, but I think there is another English
translation. Shikaji, yeah. There is an English translation available as well,
yeah.
For the same, the Gita Press book.
Okay, if you have that, just send me the link. I can then share it with the group.
Okay.
If you have, anybody has a link of exact Gita Bhashyam translation in English, you can share it to me. I can forward it to the group in WhatsApp.
Shikaji, do you know Swami Paramarthanand ji? He has used some book, which I don't know, in his talks, which he mentions.
No,
I
that's the
haven't heard
same
in
book.
full.
That is the same book which I am referring, but that is
Oh,
not the
really? Okay.
it is not the English version. What I am referring is only the Gita Press Sanskrit and the commentary in Sanskrit. So
Okay.
my notes will have the Gita Press commentary, and then I will be describing whatever those commentaries are.
That's good enough then.
Yeah. So you can I will send the I will circulate the first volume of the Bhashyam notes next week, and then I will explain to you the what I plan to do, and then we'll see how it goes. Okay. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste,
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.